single from Kate Bush. It's called Sat in Your Lap. Mine, preferably, and here's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Do you like Kate Bush?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well, I tell you, it's funny. You're from Holland, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I played that the other night, and I was woken up 9 o'clock the following morning by the Dutch radio. I don't know what it's called up there, but they rang me up at home, no less, and said, and just the accent you've got, they said, is that Rob Jones? We heard you play a record on the radio last night, and can you send us down the telephone? And they wanted a copy of it. It's true, it hasn't been released. I innocently played the record, you know, and I get woken up the next morning by all these radio stations ringing me up. It's a shocking state of affairs, mate, I tell you. You're from Leiden, or Leiden, right?
Leiden.
In Holland.
Yes.
And tell us all about yourself. What do you do?
I work on the airport, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam Airport?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What do you do down there?
I clean the airplanes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good. You get a lot of airplanes in there, don't you?
Yes.
What's the worst airplane to clean?
Singapore Airlines.
I wasn't asking for an airline, actually. I meant a type of aeroplane. But why is Singapore bad?
747.
Oh, big 747, yeah, it's the biggest. But why Singapore Airlines?
It's full cleaning.
It needs a lot of cleaning, does it?
Yes.
Is it true that some of those airlines don't even have seats in, they just make people sit on the floor?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people think that is a joke, but a lot of the airlines going out to some of the more exotic parts of the world and certain religious cults, they won't sit down, will they?
No.
They have to sit on the floor, and it's absolutely true. I always wonder what they do on takeoff, though. If you've got, like, 400 people in a 747 all sat on the floor with no seatbelts on, as it goes up, they must all roll to the back. It's a lovely thought. Radio Luxembourg, 208, Great
Britain. Benny Brown. It's time to say hi and hello and good evening once again. Benny Brown back in town on your radio after having had Jones take care of business for the last little bit, you see. Jones, did you on purpose leave me with a Friday the 13th? You'd forgotten all about that, hadn't you?
No.
It is.
Oh, no.
It is Friday the 13th, boss. Now, if you think that's bad, don't let it shake you. There was a time when Jonesy was running around with a lady who mistakenly took anti-pollution pills, right? And today, that same woman is 6 months stagnant.
Texan Benny Brown, another Luxy legend.
You've got it easy listening.
And now to someone who always likes to make a spectacle of himself. Timmy Mallett, a member of the early 80s Luxy lineup.
Everybody's always known Radio Luxembourg. It's always been there at night time. It's synonymous with, you know, getting ready, going for bed and listening to the radio under the bed clothes. And a lot of people have been talking about that. But I remember it really, really strikingly when I was hitchhiking around Europe. And it was September 1975 or 6. And I was hitchhiking across to East Germany and I was going to Berlin. I'm standing by the side of the road, and you know when you get a lift, you get into a general conversation with the person who picks you up, and a bit of chat going on. But this particular lift I picked up in Hanover, and he was a young German fella. He didn't speak any English, and I didn't speak much German. In fact, it was pretty much like a Guten Tag. Are you going to Berlin? Berlin, yes, yeah. And he had his little 2CV, little French de chevaux car, absolutely chock-a-block with bags and stuff, sort of squeezed into the seat, and we set off for the border of East Germany. And as we got there, the bright lights are on and there's the guards standing there with their guns. And it was quite an eerie, spooky moment. And it really was a bit scary because you're coming to something that you've heard and you're going to a communist country. And it was quite a nervy sort of moment. And as we drove through the border and into East Germany, the only bit of communication the two of us had was the radio, which was, of course, switched on to Radio Luxembourg, which was booming out. It was such an exciting moment. And I remember thinking to myself, this is one of the magic, this is probably the most magical thing about radio, is it crosses absolutely everything. A bird can fly over a boundary, radio can be heard, Radio Luxembourg can be heard all over Europe, and it was such an exciting moment. You know what the first record they played?
Oh.
ABBA, SOS, and I thought, what a fitting record as we're driving into East Germany. Ah, yes!
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have to mine. Whatever happened.
people's lives. And it's been a great privilege and a real thrill to work for Luxembourg, one of the all-time great stations. It's been utterly brilliant. Thank you.
Timmy.
OK, then, Groovers, I've just popped outside now. It's, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I'm going to get myself some chips. 3 bags of chips I think I'll have 14 eggs on toast. I could do with about 24 leg burgers, because I'm going to hop to it later. See ya.
Radio Luxembourg.
Right, okay, sorry about that. So I'm a bit busy getting these orders of chips and labours and the eggs in. Sorry about this. I'm right. Now, what's happening, little later? Yes, I'll tell you what's going on. About 9 and 10 tonight, we've got the Top Disco Top 20. And then, what? You don't know? You don't know who's on at 10? I'll tell you who's on at 10.
Somebody else, but not me, because I'm going home to bed on Luxembourg.
Remember the Boom Casa Boo, This Is For You Man? Roscoe did his programs from Los Angeles, California with his LA connection.
From Los Angeles, California, the Emperor Roscoe at long last back on 208 Radio Luxembourg. How are you, everybody? Got to thank Mike Hollis for those pearls of wisdom. What can I say, Michael? Thank you. It's so nice to be back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got it all for you tonight, so hang on in there. Attention, mesdames, messieurs. Sunday night on Radio Luxembourg, give me some money. Gotta be the big message this year. Everybody wants a little bit of money. When times are tight, that's the name of the game. In any case, we got music, we got funk, we got just about everything. This is the Emperor Roscoe at your service.
Feeling low, you got no go. Me and drink some tea. Look up a while and let's see that smile on your dial.
Well, over the years, we've had several tapes sent to us at Radio Luxembourg by so-called superstars, and the next presenter is certainly in that category. One of the most creative, imaginative, original, and yet crazy presenters of all time. Let's listen now to a Christmas Day broadcast from Kenny Everett, and radio done the wireless wizard way.
And now on Radio Luxembourg, otherwise known as...
Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg. It's time for that show again.
Ding dong, Maryland High, and all that kind of stuff. It's Christmas Day, so why I'm singing pretty rough.
Dear Kenneth, you're wonderful and fantastic and cuddly and delicious. My dear, you're so right. She says I love you ever since you got fired.
Oh, she also goes on to say that she likes my singing jingles. Oh, well, I'll sing you one then.
There is nothing like a jingle to brighten up your day. Nothing even like a jingle to chase your cares away.
Too much for me, that one.
But lo,
it's time for a 545.
Looking back upon the year of 1970, lots of groovy discs are staring back at me. But for one disc in particular comes easily to mind. I want you back by the Jackson 5. Time for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yes, it's time for me to say have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all the mums and dads and aunties and kiddies and you and all, don't become too flush this Christmas, but don't forget to have yourselves a ball. Bye-bye, everybody.
Luxembourg has been celebrating success throughout its 59 years. Let's go back now to 1983 and remember some of the good things about our 50th birthday celebrations.
Two little threes make 33, and that's the number in our chart tonight for Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. It's 9 o'clock on Radio Luxembourg on this, our 50th anniversary. We go direct back to London now for the news. 208.
Radio Luxembourg News, Ed Stewart reporting. Tony Benn has been selected as the Labour Party's candidate for the Chesterfield by-election. Temperatures will reach 10 centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit. Compiled in London, this has been Ed Stewart with the Radio Luxembourg News.
Dave's got to say goodbye to somebody here.
Hello!
No, I said goodbye, Dave.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, no. What it is, you see, Russell Grant now has to go to work, I gather.
What?
To Lime Grove. I think it's the Chinatown area, isn't
it? It's not. I don't want to be sweet and sour off of you. Listen, we're about to go on strike. I mean, Ed has been reading the news so eloquently, so loquaciously.
Oh, thank you.
And he's been saying about the BBC NUJ, and in fact, we've got an NUJ meeting. There may not be no breakfast time. Who knows?
Are you in the NUJ?
Yeah, and Equity.
Right, everything.
Yes, and I used to go to ballet classes too. That did me no good. My feet are dreadful.
Come on, before you go then, because I was just hoping to get a full reading. I want a Torian reading, please.
For
1984. Come on, give us a quick
one. Torian reading. It's a load of old bull.
You're going to say something creepy and cruelly?
No, not at all.
Just for all that old and just... There's quite a few of us and around in the world still today. And just say thank you to Luxembourg for... I remember all the years of the sheets over the head and listening to the radio under the bed and all the crazy things we did and all the fun. Thanks, Luxembourg. Great.
You thanked Luxembourg for making music for the last 50 years. We thank the Wild Clan for making music, not as long as 50, but you have been making it a couple of years, so thank you very much. Look after yourselves. All right, we'll go back to our listeners' chart. And would you believe... Kevin Rowland and the boys, they're appearing. Dexys Midnight Runners at 16.
Now let's keep jogging those memories with more from the 1980s on Radio Luxembourg.
Well, the time's closing in on our Marlboro Country Music Spectacular. And we hope you've enjoyed your stay. At Marlboro, we appreciate the best in country music. Live music from Nashville, Tennessee. Because it's music with a flavor all its own. So come join us again soon with Radio Luxembourg.
Right, for two more hours of the most satisfying country music in the world, live via satellite from Nashville, Tennessee. Come to the music of Marlboro Country. We'll do it again, Saturday, March 21st on 208, 10 o'clock GMT, 11 Central European Time. Good night from Nashville.
From the center of the DJ world, the planet's most exclusive Saturday night show. Are you on your marks?
No.
Are you ready?
No.
Let's go!
Welcome! 208 on a Saturday night. Tony drinks his head to make it feel alright. It's not at 7 p.m., so don't delay. Just get to a radio right away. Disco mix club, the place to be. You get the funky rhythm from a man, Tony. So don't forget, it's on a Saturday night. He's a man who's doing it too.
Here we go again with a show that's a must. Lend me your ears and give me your trust. The DMC is the DJ's world where we mix up the music for boys and girls. Start us tonight, it's time for a lesson. We go back in time, but we no mess and we'll mix up the soul. Drop us a bomb, don't know where you're going till you know where you're from. Hamilton writes in the record mirror. He's a jock in the mix, a real little terror. So let's set sail, go back in time and take us some memories of soul in its prime.
Dr. Soul's 60 Stompers. Part one.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my God.
Radio.
what's even better is that we know where you're at. The Top 30 Disco Report every Sunday night between 9 and 11. And don't forget the Top 20 Disco Imports compiled for Luxy by Groove Records every Friday, same time between 9 and 11. This is Young & Co, and I like what you're doing to me.
A DJ's dream was to work on the Station of the Stars. Here's Rob Jones talking to Tony Prince on getting his big break.
Tell me about the day the contract began. How did you get your job on Luxembourg?
It was a wonderful moment. I remember listening in the summer of 1977 to Peter Powell, who we've just heard, resigning his post on Radio Luxembourg and saying that he was going to Radio 1. And I thought, that sounds like a good job to me. And I was on Radio City in Liverpool at the time. I thought, I'm going to have a go at that. And I sent you a tape, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard nothing. And yes. Then you called me back, and it was a wonderful, wonderful moment. I had an interview on the third birthday of my hometown station, and you said, we'll call you on Monday, and you called me on the Monday, and you said, Rob, you got the job.
There you go.
And it was the greatest moment of my radio career.
When I got the job, somebody mentioned Eggie Lay earlier on. He interviewed me and he gave me the job.
That's great.
I remember jumping and bouncing down the street and feeling 10 foot tall. I'm sure everybody who got a job
fantastic.
On Luxembourg felt exactly
I had a wonderful moment. I had the same watch I have on today. And I knew I was going to get that job because I was walking home in the afternoon. And I looked at my watch and it said 2:08. And I thought, I've got that job.
Then there's the boy from Birmingham, Johnny Walker, on making Planet Earth's biggest commercial radio station.
A legend who is here, I'm delighted to say, and he truly is the DJ's DJ. He's earned that reputation over some very, very major moves in his career. Johnny Walker, welcome, John.
Tony, great to see you.
You too, my dear.
Good to be here, mate. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Let's just substantiate that statement I made, the DJ's DJ. I think you probably had more principles that you were able to adhere to than most of us would have had. You actually are the only DJ I know who resigned from the BBC Radio 1 and actually came back years later.
Well, I think the secret is for sort of sticking around is just now and again disappear for a bit, you see. And
that's a bit. I mean, you went away. We thought we'd lost you forever for a while.
Yeah, somehow my career has always been like that because I was with Caroline in the early 60s and then there was a gap and then I worked for Radio 1 for a while.
That's right.
And then I'd always had this ambition that was fostered through the music I heard when I was growing up from the States and then from the American DJs I worked with on another pirate station called Radio England to work in radio in the States. So when I got the chance in 76, I just thought I'd go for it. And so I did 5 years in San Francisco. And that's really when I was doing programs in Luxembourg by tape.
That's right.
Back from America, and I was doing these shows recorded on the cable cars in San Francisco and stuff like that.
That's right, and Roscoe was also doing them at the same time.
There's a sweet irony, actually, in actually getting on the air in Luxembourg, because the first ever in 1965, I was working as a club DJ in Birmingham and met Don Wardell,
who was doing
a gig at a ballroom in Birmingham. And I managed to call him and asked him how he could get a job on Luxembourg. And he said, well, I said, I'm desperate to be a DJ, you know, Don. And he said, well, he wrote the name down. He said, go and see this guy, but don't tell him I sent you. and that was Eggie Lay.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I called Eggie up and got a date for a test.
Yes.
And he said, bring down 4 records and 5 copies of a script. Well, I'd never written a script, before in my life. Script? What's that? So anyway, well, I went down and had a go, and the faces looked really bad behind the glass, you know. So I said, Eggie, I said, don't spare me, you know, just tell me the truth. And he said, Johnny, he said, I'm sorry. He said, you'll never be a DJ as long as you live.
Britain, 11:34 Central European Time. Thanks for tuning in to Luxembourg. One of our featured songs on the Timotei Shampoo Show tonight from Johnny Hates Jazz.
The fastest thing in the air.
It's Faxia Laxi.
208.
And that's it. Compiled in London, Radio Luxembourg. News headlines at 10. I'm Benny Brown.
Luxembourg's every Tuesday night award-winning, internationally renowned, and world-famous UK Top 30. Got the Gap Band, and someday we're all going to be free.
One of those groups headed by a lovely lady from the USA. Hard is the name of the outfit doing it for you. You featured it at number 29. with your all-important votes here at Radio Luxembourg. With the smash hits Listener's Chart of 1987. The name of the song was Alone, now moving on, moving up and moving out. At 28, it's one of the bands that has really cracked it since the 1980s began. They're from Dublin, Ireland. You know who I'm talking about. U2!
Those guitars are certainly a dead giveaway who that is, aren't they? Big Country, and From Here to Eternity, something off the Peace in Our Time album. That goes out to all the members of the unofficial Big Country fan club who I was just talking to just a moment ago.
Luxembourg leads the way.
It's a 208 featured record of the week.
Which mega famous person is quoted as saying, I don't know anything about music. In my line, you don't have to. You'd never believe it, but who was it? Well, if you said Elvis Presley, you were absolutely right. Can you believe Elvis would say something like that, can you?
Oh, yeah!
All right, then.
Come on, clever clogs, engage the brain, put on the thinking cap and work it out. First, the facts. That was the year that was when Pink Floyd say no more singles. Alan Freeman and Pete Murray rejoin the 208's program listings. And Frank Zappa asks Ainsley Dunbar to join him. Deep Purple are in the charts with Black Knight.
You're a single chap.
Yeah.
Well, that was that then, wasn't it? Short but sweet. I would think Michael gets one or two, well, the big surprises. Every month he goes to the mirror and sees someone different, you know what I mean?
Peter, Anthony, Jesse, Brandon.
Rock Wars. Being a stylish, erudite young woman, you know, but also for being the voice of a nation and a world.
Well,
you see, and that's part of it here, but now you've made me blow it and say it ahead of time.
The voice of Paul Young. We used to record with the fabulous Wealthy Tots, but everything must change, so Paul changed from backing female vocalists to three male ones, and that was the first record he ever recorded with them and took into the charts, Every Time You Go Away.
You know, the biggest pop happening so far in this decade has been the British Band-Aid venture by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure to raise money for Ethiopia.
And the amazing thing about the whole venture, they set it up in just 2 weeks, the entire organisation. Midge Ure is even now with us. Hello, Midge. You've just been involved in this incredible Band-Aid single.
Not half, yeah. It actually started off as a bit of a dream, really. You know, Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats phoned me 2 weeks ago now with an idea of doing something for Ethiopia. And Bob is an awful talker. I mean, he's got the gift of the gab.
Well, he's Irish, isn't he?
He is Irish, and he uses it to his best ability. He's fabulous. All these people, everyone who had ever said anything bad about anyone else in the music business was there in that room, confronted with everyone they had said bad things about. So it was fabulous.
Good on you, fellas. Oh, the members of the British pop industry who actually combined to raise money for Ethiopia. We congratulate and salute you.
Rob Jones.
Hey, listen, don't get any on you, but it's all in here tonight. And really, Stuart Henry, gentleman with everything it takes to be a success. Good looks, ability, experience, and a picture of the boss in stockings and suspenders.
There is only one Rob Jones.
Luxembourg hit the 90s, yet again setting the trends. Broadcasting via satellite to Britain and the whole of Europe. New voices, new jingles, and a whole new approach.
Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg, the world's most famous radio station. Here we are, banging them out and doing our thing with the world's best music guaranteed on the Astra Satellite and Worldwide Shortwave, 15.350 kilohertz. Nick Hayward, love all day. Radio Luxembourg's fame has been the inspiration behind certain records recorded by the stars we play, like this from Godley and Cream. All about Radio Luxembourg from Godley and Grimm. And now we come to the current lineup on Satellite's Radio Luxembourg.
Yeah, right. China crisis and wishful thinking now. And hiya, it's me, Mark Page, on Radio Luxembourg, Friday nights. All the way from Merseyside there. And they had a few hits, but what happened to them now? I mean, that's the thing. All right, China crisis there and wishful thinking.
Making the cake of success.
Making the cake of success.
This is Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg is on the Station of the Stars. And this is Chris Holmes here. Hi.
Tomorrow's hits today.
Because I'll sound as though I don't know the ending.
Yes.
I do for you.
Do you know Brian May plays a guitar like that fella from Queen?
Radio Luxembourg, the Station of the Stars on satellite and worldwide on shortwave. Good evening, this is Jonathan Miles, the puppet to the strings of life's cruel charade. If you want a simple life, then this is for you. A pollution-free environment and general harmony have made a Tibetan village the place to live if you want to enjoy basically a long, healthy life. Nobody has died in the village for 50 years. Its oldest resident is now 142 and still going strong. And another 188 locals have recently celebrated their 130th birthday. I bet the discos are fun.
The best music, 24 hours a day.
Now, if you'd like
a tongue sandwich. Simple pimple, ladies and gentlemen. Write to me, Wendy Lloyd, the tongue sandwich. Radio Luxembourg, 74 Newman Street, London, W1. Or fax me direct to our grand old duchy out here on Luxembourg 424455. People, of course, try to be very subtle and serious when talking about the fact, of course, that Freddie Mercury died a year ago today. Not Rock World magazine. I have in front of me a copy of the current edition. And there's an article in there simply entitled The Year of Fred Being Dead.
And you're cranking up. Tony Adams is kicking out another hour of the world's best music. And that's guaranteed.
They're called Texas, but they come from Scotland. No, I still can't quite work that one out. But I like the sound. I don't want a lover. On the world's most famous radio station, live from the heart of Europe. In fact, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg proudly presents Radio Luxembourg with the Tuesday Adams Experience. And just in time for that most pervy of purple people.
Tomorrow's kids today.
Quite a good ring to it there, didn't it? That most pervy of purple people. All the P's, including the name. My name is Prince.
Joey Scott's Lyric Challenge.
And these are our lyrics for today. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. You know who did that song with the fabulous scream in it? Also, what is called the mirroring now in 3521381 Luxembourg 1381. First one through gets a Luxie t-shirt. The Beaten Generation from The. That's a track from today's classic LP Mind Bomb.
Who is number one?
Mike Hollis!
Thank you, thank you. You know, it's when I hear applause like that, I realise I am working far too cheap. Welcome along, Hollisites, Hollisettes. I'd like to say a quick thank you to Jody.
Thank you.
Actually, I've just found out why Jody moved from Cincinnati. Apparently, she couldn't spell it. On the musical menu today, we've got a star profile, but a wonderful competition giving you the chance to win a weekend for two at Euro Disney. See Mickey and Minnie. You can take me with you if you like. There's your chance to be a DJ, and I'll be taking your calls on Luxembourg 1381. All this and more sponsored by Hollis Creations. Well, that's the history of Radio Luxembourg, over 59 years worth. I think it's appropriate to call on the voice that opened the Station of the Stars all those years ago. Here's Stephen Williams.
Well, my very first words in on Radio Luxembourg, I was the first Briton ever to announce, this is Radio Luxembourg. And I'm afraid it, today it's rather a case of, this was Radio Luxembourg as far as the station that we knew is concerned. We'd known it for over half a century now. Well, before we actually sort of say goodbye, let's just say thank you to all the people who've worked in Radio Luxembourg. There have been an awful lot. I couldn't possibly name them. There were too many. But there have been a few outstanding ones.
Just kneel and say, thank you, Lord, for my work and play. I've tried to be good, for I know that I should. And that's a prayer for the end of the day.
Music was
was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible. This world of troubles, my music brings me through.
Luxembourg playing the music. The only way, the best way. No, it's not all over yet. 26 minutes to go on this, our final broadcast making history. Time now for a few words from our general manager, Mr. John Catlett.
Thanks very much, Mike. Perhaps it's a good time for me to remind all of our listeners that Radio Luxembourg and what it is today is not simply the fine team of presenters that you've been hearing tonight and on the documentary that Mike Hollis and Chris Holmes put together that you've just listened to. Essential to this station are the technicians and engineers of CLT, the people at Astra who provide the signal sharp and clear, as well as those who are tonight providing the signal on the old 208. And those who have supported and helped the radio station both in Luxembourg and London for so many years, including some staff who gave tremendous years of service to the station. Josie Wampach, John G., Jill Rowe, Rodney Collins, Ted Bailey, Christine Robinson, Mike Knight, our program controller of the last 5 years, Jeff Graham, and Lisa Wade, who now manages the Lonely office in London. We also want to thank, in just this past couple of years, our advertising agency in London, Little Leighton Sobchak, the Muff Murfin Productions, who've helped produce our terrific jingles and also provided the merchandise that we've made available to our listeners. We have to apologize to so many listeners who've written in asking about QSL cards and T-shirts. We have many hundreds of requests, and the problem is no staff after today to respond to those. We thank the journalists who've helped to publicize this radio station, the European Satellite Users Group and Eric Wiltshire, who've helped to promote satellite radio. It's a tremendous group, and perhaps we ought also to thank, apart from those, many radio stations, television, cable systems, and satellite media services that have been carrying us this evening. Thank our competitors who may hire some of us in the near future. Satellite is almost put to sleep. Of the race, the reason.
knocking out the hits. An appropriate record, I think, for Final Lights broadcast. Tasman Archer, former number one, and Sleeping Satellite. But without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, the greatest husband and wife team in radio, especially Radio Luxembourg terms, but in radio in general, has got to be Stuart and Ollie Henry. And we're very proud to have them both with us tonight on our final broadcast.
You are a sweet talker, Michael. You did, can I say, on behalf of the entire staff, you were the best program director we never had. You put that tape together superbly. Thank you, I did enjoy it. Thank you, long overdue. I did enjoy hearing all these memories.
I enjoyed doing it as well, and I must say that I'm gutted tonight, to be quite honest. It's the final sort of, we're into the final 18 minutes before the nails go in the coffin. But how do you feel? I mean, you were here long before me, and it must
be... I look about me and see the studio, and I remember what it was like when I first came here to Luxembourg, and we sat in a room round a ridiculous octagonal table, and we had five buttons in front of us, and the records were all played by a rather bored engineer through the glass. And if we got an A side, we were very fortunate. And if we got the mic open by the end of the record, we were even luckier. So this is a tremendous thing that we have advanced from these ridiculous days to this lovely studio with all the equipment, only to close the ship down is ever so sad.
It is really, yeah. I better say a quick hello to a lady we all respect, and she does more than anyone could ever dream of doing in normal person's terms, and that's your wife, Ollie.
Where's she hiding. She has this ridiculous thing about not talking. And I haven't grabbed you on the radio. I really haven't persuaded you to talk. You're breaking the equipment up. But it is good to be able to sit beside you, talk.
Ollie, you're his dream girl.
It's just like the old days.
Ollie.
It's just a disc jockey, even a retirement, shouldn't be lost for words. But tonight has been... Oh, it's been fun, it's been amusing, it's been very nostalgic and sad. But it has been a pleasure, and it has been a privilege to work for Radio Luxembourg. They're closing it down, but they can't take away from us our memories.
Very beautifully put. You say everything that I think, but no longer have the words to vocalise. Thank you, darling, for being here. And thank you for putting up with me.
And can I just say thank you to RTL for actually helping us through a difficult time with Stuart fighting MS. I think RTL was very supportive, and that's how we managed to go on air together and work together, which I think has given us some of the best years of our lives. So... it's a pity we're shutting down, but at least we have some reason to be grateful. Yes.
Stuart and Ollie, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's made the night without a shadow of a doubt.
And of course it has.
We salute you both. Minutes countdown, and there's going to be a lot of sorry people about, methinks. Former employers, employees, disc jockeys, backroom staff, tuned to this program. 15 minutes and it all goes away. Here's a record that was made all about Radio Luxembourg, Van Morrison.
Than a man. I am dumb.
disco in the days before rock and roll.
In the days before rock and roll, Van Morrison. I'm hoping to speak to my former boss, the one and only Tony Prince, right after this.
Probe is turning on the people with Three Dog Night. Records announce a sensational new album from Three Dog Night entitled It Ain't Easy. Already established as one of America's number one group attractions, Three Dog Night prove themselves yet again with this fine new album. Nine songs, including is turning on the people with Three Dog Night. It Ain't Easy, a new album from Three Dog Night, out of sight.
Great Britain.
Okay, after 59 years of broadcasting, this is it, the last night. Very, very sad, but I'm very pleased to say that I've got on the telephone my old boss, Tony Prince. Hi, Tony.
Less of the old boss, mate.
Young boss, little boss, the boss, the only boss.
Well, those are the new clothes I'm wearing now, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, the jingles haven't improved, have they? Anyway, listen, it's a very, very sad night for all of us here, and I know that you'll be, with your tour weight around your neck, will be thinking about us tonight.
Yes, I will, and I just want to say to all the jocks on the station, all the staff, I wish you all success in the future. I know you're all great broadcasters and all got great careers ahead of you, and although it is a sad occasion, we discussed this a year ago, I kind of, like, took the blow then, that, the, you know, the idea of Radio Luxembourg is pretty well, you know, at the end of what it meant to us. But it, in many respects, we've got to look back on the station with happiness rather than sadness. Sadness because it's all over, but certainly happiness that, you know, it pitched in so much in our lives and for so many people over so many years.
Tony, I know you, not only with a 208 around your neck, but drive a 208 number plate as well.
Right.
The lucky man himself. When did you actually join the station, Tony?
I joined in 1968 when the pirate ships came to an end in August 67. I had about 6 months working for the top-ranked dance halls, and then Radio Luxembourg offered me a job, and I joined them for 16 years.
Did you not have a break in between the 16 years?
I took a year off once to try and become an actor, which was a bit of a, you know, an ambition of mine, but that was very early on in the period. I was with Luxembourg till about mid-69, and then I left for this year. I got on Coronation Street, I was in The Lovers, but they kept typecasting me as a DJ, so I said to Christine, my wife, one day, listen, I can make more money being a DJ than acting being a DJ. Let's go back to Luxembourg, and as good luck would have it, they welcomed me back, and we had a further 14 years together.
Well, I'm glad you're back where you belong, behind a microphone in Pastures New.
Thank you, Radio Luxembourg, on behalf of many people for many happy years of broadcasting.
Long live your memories, Tony, and ours, and thank you for employing me.
Thank you, Mike. You were a great employee.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
kind of says it all. All right, everybody, time to say goodbye, Luxembourg.
From north to south,
from east to west,
the folks who want the best,
listen to Luxembourg, the great 208, the ring-a-ding swinging station of the stars.
It's time to end another day of broadcasting originating from our studios in the Villa Lavini in the city of Luxembourg, Luxembourg, Europe. We hope you've enjoyed this evening's programs and that you'll join us tonight on 208 meters in the medium wave band for more music at 7:30. This is Paul Burnett on behalf of the entire staff and management of the English service of Radio Luxembourg, including DJs Kit Jensen, Dave Christian, Bob Stewart and Mark Wesley, wishing you a pleasant good evening and good morning.
Well, that's how the Luxy legends used to do it. This is for real. 10.5 years ago, I didn't dream I could be here to carry out the final words on the close down of the world's biggest and most famous commercial radio station. I'm both honoured and sad to say a fond farewell and goodbye after over 59 years of broadcasting. So on behalf of the present Luxy team and all the past presenters and staff, this is Mike Hollis saying thank you, and may Radio Luxembourg live on forever in your fondest memories.
Maybe the morning will find the sunshine.